Operation Lighthouse targets rideshare assaults in South Texas. Texas Border Business, U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Houston, a new Southern District of Texas initiative has resulted in the return of four separate indictments against Houston-area men for kidnapping women while working as rideshare drivers. Four drivers are charged with kidnapping in program's initial rollout. The charges are the result of Operation Lighthouse, a Southern District of Texas initiative to combat sexual abuse involving ridesharing applications. The initiative leverages federal resources and sentencing laws to secure more meaningful penalties, bring justice to victims, and ultimately promote a greater sense of safety within the community. Rideshare drivers who exploit the trust of their passengers will face the full force of law in the Southern District of Texas, said U.S. Attorney Ganjay. Operation Lighthouse is sending an unmistakably clear message: if you abuse your position to hurt others, we will find you, we will arrest you, we will prosecute you. Every passenger deserves to arrive at their destination safely. My office will fight to make that happen. Cesar Martel, Barney Steve Flores, Janaka Manatunga, and Abdu Mbak allegedly disguised themselves as trusted rideshare drivers to commit some of the most traumatic and violent crimes against female passengers, said FBI Houston Special Agent in Charge Douglas Williams. Today's arrests are due in large part to the bravery of the victims who reported their kidnappings and sexual assaults to law enforcement. We encourage other potential victims of these men, or any other predators posing as rideshare drivers, to come forward and report it to the FBI. According to the indictments returned December 16, 2025, Martel, Manatunga, Flores and Mbak are charged with kidnapping victims and exploiting them for the purpose of sexual gratification. The charges also allege the defendants either drove their victims to locations other than what they had requested or prevented them from leaving the driver's vehicles. In the case of Cesar Martel, he is alleged to have committed two separate sexual assaults while employed as a rideshare driver. Martel allegedly strangled his victims either before or during the sexual assaults. Court records indicate all four men previously worked for a rideshare company over multiple years. However, the company allegedly terminated their accounts following victim reports. Some of the defendants are also facing state charges. If convicted, each faces up to life in prison as well as a $250,000 maximum possible fine. If you believe you are a victim of a similar sexual assault involving any rideshare service, or if you have any information regarding the whereabouts of Mbak, contact the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI. An indictment is a formal accusation of criminal conduct, not evidence. A defendant is presumed innocent unless convicted through due process of law. Updated January 15, 2026.